Got the Stones on the radio. Hey everybody, welcome to the first installation of Full Tilt. I am DJ Gimme Gimme. It is now 3 in the morning and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And basically this is a new show. This is my first episode. We'll be doing this on a weekly basis. Same time, same place, 3 a.m. to 4 a.m. on Tuesday nights, Wednesday mornings, whatever you want to call it, DJ Gimme Gimme will be here doing Full Tilt. Now, the concept of the show is going to be kind of, we're going to be jumping around. It'll have concurrent themes and stuff like that, but we're just going to kind of have fun with it. And so, whereas, you know, I've had shows in the past that have been pretty loyal to, you know, in the last case, punk, this is just going to be whatever I feel like playing as long as it makes sense. And sometimes when it doesn't. So we're gonna go ahead and start off the hour. And I think for this episode, the theme I'm feeling here is R&R. And I'll tell you why. You know, up here at Tufts, it's midterm season. I just turned in 3 midterms in the last 2 days. I'm finally over the hump, and I'm ready for some R&R. So this hour is dedicated to everybody else who might be in the same boat, everybody else who needs a little bit of sonic relaxation. That's going to be what we're the vibe that we're feeling in this early morning, late night. So without further ado, welcome to Full Tilt.
Time to lose our souls. They really
Okay, so now that we've begun the hour, thought I'd let you know, those first two songs that we listened to, we started off with the song Seattle Party by Chastity Belt. Interesting because, you know, I don't typically go for centrist indie bands that much, but there's something about this band that, I don't know, there's something that I can't quite put my finger on that I kind of dig. That was followed by Menahan Street Band with Make the Road by Walking, which is a nice little example of some horn sections and some nice instrumental stuff going on. Always do like the feel of them. They're kind of a newly discovered band that I've come across. I've actually, a lot of this music, as I've noticed, as I've put together kind of what I want to play for tonight, I've kind of discovered through the same place, and I think I want to give you guys a tip on where you can find some pretty good music recommendations. On YouTube, there is this segment called Amoeba Records, What's in My Bag? And it's basically like this record store in San Francisco or LA or something like that. And whenever they see these famous music artists come in, they interview them and ask them basically like, what are you picking up today and why? And so you can kind of get from some of your favorite artists a sense of what they're listening to, which I think opens you up to a lot of cool new stuff. This next song that I'm going to play is something that I've tried to delve into a little bit from an episode of that What's in My Bag. I can't remember who it was, but they were talking and raving about this Ethiopian guy named Hailu Mergia, and he does a lot of stuff playing around with organs, and kind of has a little bit of an African interpretation of a little bit of funkiness and jazzness in there. And so I'll give you guys a little bit of taste of that, and then we'll just kind of see where we flow from there. But this next song will be Anchin Kufu Ayinkash. See if it's something that you guys are interested in. We're going to take a brief trip over to Ethiopia and see how it turns out. Thank you. Okay, so yeah, that was a little bit of Haile Mergia. Ethiopian guy moved over, became a taxi driver, but somehow kept practicing with the organ and is well known in the tiniest nooks and crannies of the music crowd. So, we will keep it going, though, with another artist that I recently discovered through this little amoeba bit. And this artist is a collaboration between Reggie Watts, who is a very well-known guy. And if you don't know about Reggie Watts, he does kind of like his own version of comedy mixed with you know, actual music performance, and it's, you know, it's almost like Flight of the Conchords y but kind of like a with a modern take on it. It's him with like a loop up on stage, and it's a lot of fun. He decided to do a collab with this guy who I believe his name is Robert Tejada, and in order to kind of put together an album that was like, it's a little house based, but which I don't typically dabble in, but there's something about this song that I'm going to play next that that I did like a lot, and I thought I'd share it with you. It's called Runnin', and it's by this collaboration by Reggie Watts and Robert Tejada, which they've cleverly named Wahada. That's kind of a combination between their two last names, I suppose. And so without further ado, this is Runnin'.
Thank you.
Okay, so, yeah, so we just listened to, well, first we listened to Wahada, the song Running, and then that was followed by what you just heard, which was K-Tranda and their, K-Tranada, their song with Bad Not Good, which is how I know about this song. It's a song called Weight Off, which I think has kind of a funky vibe to it. Got a little synth in there that I don't know how I feel about, but the overall backbone is pretty solid. Sounds really good. I am going to get back into the R&R vibe real quick, but first, someone very dear to me across the pond made a request for Alice Cooper, School's Out. So we are definitely going to go ahead and do that right now.
All the girls and boys making all that noise. old fashions of fate, and baby, it's too late. Shallow are the actions of the children of men. Fault was their vision. Ages again, and lost like a lion in the canyons of smoke. But it's no joke, oh no. We all lose.
All right. So, we played after the Alice Cooper a little bit of T-Rex, the song Monolith, followed by that last one, which is Velvet Underground, Candy Says. Now, at this point in the hour, it is time for me to feed you guys a little bit of education, a little bit of information. I have a public service announcement for everybody, and this one is pretty relevant because here at Tufts, last night we had a kind of a remarkable moment where there was a lightning strike that literally shook the room I was in. And the next thing I knew, the grid up here at Tufts had partially gone out. Like, I got texts from friends that said they were in the library, and our library lost power for a second. So this public service announcement is about blackout emergency preparedness. So here we go. If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet, shut down, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready-to-eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergencies can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. This has been a public service message from Ready.gov and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. So, you heard it here first. Be prepared for blackouts by accumulating food and water. Make sure you would be ready to go in the event of something like that happening. Last night, weird lightning strike. I don't think I've heard a thunder that loud in years. So, very interesting. I have no idea where it actually struck. I have no idea if it took out a transformer, but there you have it. So we're going to get back on the music train. I'm going to go ahead and let the tunes roll for a little bit more. So, but you know, not everything that I play on this hour has to be, you know, obscurities or things that you guys may not have heard of. I can play classics too. So, I think we'll just go straight to Bob Marley with a little No Woman, No Cry. We'll be right back.
The time has come again where I am tied. She's tying my arteries as if she were tying her shoes. She's giving me a taste, but she won't give me none. She tasted really sweet, but now she's gone. Lives on my block, so I just ride by. I haven't had the opportunity to stay high. She lingers in every dream, I feel so insane. I really miss her purple presence and her purple stain on my pillow sheet, left by her purple hair, left me with a purple gaze, a heavy haze that makes her photographic. Placed on a pedestal, in the crack in between my breasts. And spend some time with me. Climb a tree, I wanna kiss ya. Climb, creating collages like the fluidity of a speech. And I hope you're in my reach. Lives on my block, so I just ride by. I haven't had the opportunity to stay high. She lingers in every dream, I feel so insane. I really miss her purple presence and her purple stain.
Okay, so we just listened to a little bit of Chicano Batman. That was a request from my sister, who, a shout out to her, she woke up at 3 a.m. just to listen to my show. So that rocks. Before that was Bob Marley and the Wailers, No Woman, No Cry. And the hour is just about up. There's only, alas, 5 minutes left in the Full Tilt hour. So I am going to first remind you guys that you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I have been DJ Gimme Gimme, and I will be signing off and leaving you guys with a little bit of an embryonic journey.
midnight to the edge of life. Demon in the darkness has a subtle bite. Bones start to boiling, dreams they run cold. Method turn to madness, your ticket will explode. Kiss the golden phoenix, ride that Valkyrie. You were just a plaything, nothing more to me. Never gonna co-sign your insanity. Don't know why it should be a god.